While I was a college student, I undertook an activity that I only did once, and I'm not sure I would ever do again, but it was an interesting experience nonetheless, and that is I went to the library and checked out the unabridged edition of Amy Vanderbilt's etiquette book, and read it through in its entirety, learned a great deal of relevant information that I use on a day-to-day basis, like how to behave myself when I go to the White House and things like that, what to wear and what to say and do. At any rate, in that etiquette book, which touches on all kinds of subjects and topics, is a section which also not really too relevant for me, at least, and that is how to go about tracing your family tree and finding out who your forebears were. I'm not sure I want to know who mine are, so I've never checked it out. But there's an address to write to and how you go about it and how you can find out birth records and such things like that. Now, in our society, in America, not being a society of many hundreds of years tradition, nor having any type of a caste system or anything like that, that's relatively unimportant to us. But there are cultures, of course, that have an extremely high emphasis placed upon family trees or background or where you're from or what your bloodline is. That was true of the Hebrew people. So we find within the pages of Scripture numerous occasions where there are genealogies given or tracing of family trees. And probably for many of us that's been a rather dry, sawdust part of the Scripture where we think, well, you hurry up and somebody chatted with me out in the hall about this between the services. That's the type of thing that you quick go over so that you can get to the real stuff, so you can get to the good stuff that's later on, because it, you know, it's really kind of dull. And I'm amused sometimes that when people start to read the Bible, they'll get through parts of Genesis and then they'll come to a section like this and they either skip it or else they stop it. They don't read any further. And the same thing is true particularly with the New Testament, because people will pick up a New Testament and they figure, like any other book, you start in the beginning, and so the place they begin is with Matthew, and they start reading the first chapter of Matthew and they can't read any of the words and can't pronounce them, and it's unfamiliar territory, and often that becomes very, very discouraging. And yet, very often, there's some rich information, important information, that is contained within these genealogies. When I've studied Scripture occasionally, or frequently, I've come across names that I just couldn't put together with anything. And I cross-reference it or look it up in some Bible reference book to try to find out who this person was and find that there are many names that occur only once in the Bible, sometimes in a long list of names that so-and-so begot so-and-so who begot so-and-so, and that is the only place that that person is ever mentioned within the 66 books of the Bible in thousands of pages. And I've sometimes thought, you know, that's rather strange. And I certainly don't want to be critical of the way God put the Bible together. I don't want to put myself in that position, but I thought, you know, Lord, you've got a limited amount of space and you've got a tremendous amount of information to get across. Couldn't you have left this guy's name out, saved us a little trouble, saved yourself some trouble, and put something else in that would be more relevant? And yet, it struck me once that that really communicates how extremely important individuals are to God. Individuals that we may not know very much about, whose place of birth and activities and age and things like that are absolutely unknown to us, but to God they were extremely important, sufficiently important that even in the economy of God's brief revelation, and the Bible is a relatively brief book in view of all the things God had to communicate, important enough that God chose to include these names. And then that says to me that I'm important. And even though in some other period of time people will probably have no idea who I was or know very much about me, that to God I am extremely important, important enough to be singled out as a part of his record of human events. Well, in the first chapter of Matthew, and I'd like you to turn there with me in your Bibles, please, is the ancestry, or at least one part of it, of Jesus Christ. It is the ancestry traced from the time of Abraham, all the way down through Jesus' adoptive father,